Good evening and welcome, dear friends, once again. As we enter our evening together, let us begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and in the name of the Holy Spirit. God transcendent, God omnipresent, God immanent, the holy living Trinity of love. So once again, tonight we have lit our Christ candle in special remembrance of our beloved founder, Tim Cook, the co-founder of the Church of Conscious Harmony, and the foundational school, which has always been a vital part of this community. He was our spiritual father and teacher and beloved Son of God, who passed into the heavenly realms on Thursday early in the morning, November 9th. His memorial service will be this Saturday at 2 p.m., which you may attend in person or view online. So let us remember all of the saints and teachers who have gone before us, especially those in our direct lineage, our ancestral lineage, our spiritual lineage, for they have begotten us and shown us the way. We owe them a great deal for this. And at the same time, there is more. There is our part and what we gift to the world for the generations to come. As mentioned last week, 2 years ago at that time, Tim suggested that we read from Rodney Collins' book, The Herald of Harmony, which we did. And 2 years ago, we read almost the whole book. And then Tim and Barbara had a message for us. So last week, we read from the beginning of that book. And tonight, we will read from the close of that book in special recognition of Tim and what he wished for us to hear. If God pervades all, is God further from the brothel than the church, from the bank than the shrine? Maybe bank and brothel are sunk deeper in forgetfulness, or maybe not. The distance thence to God is the same. Zero, anyway. Him who forgot, remind. Him who has guessed, confirm. No thing is evil but in forgetfulness of God. Money, the font of greed, oppression, violence, robbery, in divine remembrance, becomes an invisible instrument of the Paraclete. Sex, which can be the source of lust, jealousy, possessiveness, and even rape, in memory of God, is glorious, enjoyment of God's nature. No thing is good, but in remembrance of God. All things are good, remembering their godliness. For this, their godliness transcends their time, change, the devil, and decay. In each, the godliness is named the self. Remember thyself, remembering God. Remember God, remembering thyself. Yet remember, too, that none can merit God. God, not even the angels dare to deserve. God alone can give God's self. But this to eternity, God does, for such God is. This is the secret, awfully simple, that the earth ignores. To ignore it is one thing, to guess it another, to know it a third, a fourth to perceive it, a fifth to be it. This last achieved, the herald of harmony can return to God, who sent him, his mission done. this last achieved, the universal symphony shall be drowned in a static silence of the whole. Capitalized W. Know then our present pandemonium as God, our future harmony as God, holy unison as God, silence as God, self as God, 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 God. Perhaps we needn't say anything else. But we take his words, our gift to the world, in inner stillness and outward humbleness of being. And in so doing, we bear witness to hope and real life in God. Please note that this evening we close our octave for the Journey School for this year, and we do so in immense gratitude for what we have been given and celebrate all that has been given and welcome all that is to come. Our new octave begins in January. So now we once again prepare ourselves to do this remembering, self-remembering in Christ, to begin to see and to work on the side of knowledge, to consent to embodiment on the side of being. And we do so quietly, opening our minds to hear what is ours at this holy season of Advent, opening our hearts to value what we hear. This matters very much to ourselves, those around us, and for the world. We place ourselves with intention, imminent trust, and receptivity to the influences that are coming to us from the circle of conscious humanity. We prepare to be awake to them, to consciously receive them. With back upright, heart open, mind quiet, in directed attention, body relaxed, noticing perhaps and then releasing tension, constriction, resistance. And we breathe in deeply every most hidden part of our being, all being, everything. Everything that passed through us this day, our world today. Everything that hurt, that confused, that created fear, that brought heaviness, that left us feeling powerless, less than, more than, everything. Everything that uplifted, that loved, that brought joy, all affirming, all denying, and we hold it as offering, reconciled as food for being. We lift it and ask that all be transubstantiated in our being as whole, as lovely, as radiant, as beloved of God, as we ourselves are beloved of God. We're doing this on behalf of everyone, everything, And we breathe out this healing light and love into the world, all worlds. I hand over all complexities. I hand over all plans. I hand over all anxieties and small fears of my heart. I open to the divine human life that has been gifted to me. I am here. I am. I wish. I can work. I stand unencumbered before God. And one another. And so it is. We now enter into Lectio Divina. And hopefully our passage will be read three times. Remember the word I said to you. Beyond knowing, one is a conscious being, connected with one's real I and deepest self. There is an even deeper reality, hidden with God in Christ. In holy remembering, we discover that our life isn't only our separate life. It is part of an ordered whole, always becoming, evolving, and for many of us, consenting to be a temple of the Holy Spirit. Whatever that may mean, connected in our heart center, grounded in presence and being, being lived, being breathed, being alive, present, in a living relationship with God and all life, grounded in both the holiness of the divine and the wholeness that arises in and through us as we consent to the presence of God, aided by embodiment of the ideas of the Christian contemplative and work traditions. We welcome and enter new levels of being. Now we close this octave of participation and discern our level of appreciation, evaluation, and participation in the time ahead. Together, we can go forth to grow stronger and discover some more of the reality of the body of Christ. Remember the word that I said to you. Beyond knowing, one is a conscious being, connected with one's real I and deepest self. There is an even deeper reality hidden with God and Christ. In holy remembering, we discover that our life isn't only our separate life. It is part of an ordered whole, always becoming, evolving, and for many of us, consenting to being a temple of the Holy Spirit, whatever that may mean, connected in our heart center, grounded in presence and being, being lived, being breathed, being alive, present in a living relationship with God in all life. Grounded in both the holiness of the divine and the wholeness that arises in and through us as we consent to the presence of God. Aided by embodiment of the ideas of the Christian contemplative and work traditions, we welcome and enter new levels of being. Now we close this octave of participation and discern our level of appreciation, valuation, and participation in the time ahead. Together, we can go forth to grow stronger and discover something more of the reality of the body of Christ. Remember the word that I said to you. Beyond knowing one is a conscious being, connected with one's real I and deepest self, there is an even deeper reality hidden with God in Christ. In holy remembering, we discover that our life isn't only our separate life. It is part of an ordered whole, always becoming, evolving, and for many of us, consenting to being a temple of the Holy Spirit, whatever that may mean, connected in our heart center, grounded in presence and being, being lived, being breathed, being alive, present, in a living relationship with God in all life. Grounded in both the holiness of the divine and the wholeness that arises in and through us as we consent to the presence of God. Aided by embodiment of the ideas of the Christian contemplative and work traditions, we welcome and enter new levels of being. Now we close this octave of participation and discern our level of appreciation, valuation, and participation in the time ahead. Together, we can go forth to grow stronger and discover something more of the reality of the body of Christ. And so it is. I invite you to share with us what you received from this message. Melba, good evening.
Good evening, Marianne. What I received was the host. That image, I never saw it before until you said the body of Christ, the reality of the body of Christ. And I naturally said, I am. And I also loved that when you said the to you read the reality of the body of Christ, the first thing I thought of was we, this community. And I loved it that I and all of us could hear you, Marianne Reed, because you bless us every time you read. The tone of your voice, the inflection, the texture, the feeling. Listening to you is like a symphony. And I know you've probably heard this from everyone, and I'm glad that I can tell you that from the moment I talked on the phone with you about joining the Journey school and group and just learning more about the Church of Conscious Harmony, from that first conversation, it has filled me with the type of energy and the joy that I had never really felt before. Thank you with all my heart.
Marianne, you're muted.
Thank you, Pamela. And thank you, Melba, for your kindness. Thank you. It's a joy to have you with us. Catherine, good evening.
Good evening, everybody. What caught my attention was initially together, the word together, and then on the next reading, connected by our hearts. And I heard us, and I was just struck by the overwhelming sensation of our community and the invitation at the end to grow together and to go forward. And I'm valuing the importance of doing this work in the company of our community and of each other in the body of Christ.
Indeed. Thank you, Catherine. Thank you. Pam.
Hi, Marianne, everyone. What I heard was to welcome and enter into a new being. And I think back to the woman that entered the work over 20 years ago, and all of the eyes that were so resistant to what she perceived as too much intellectual center, which is the center that she needs to work on the most. And what I've observed, especially, I would say, maybe since we went online, I don't know, changes in this being, but also in everyone that I see report. I see it in the emails, in the readings. I see a fullness of all three centers. I hear people who I used to admire for their intellectual center and the way they reported and thought, gosh, that was wonderful. I never thought of that. I could never do that. But I hear them reporting from their hearts. Yes. And I'm so grateful for that. And I told my journey group, and I tell the rest of the group, I think that the thing I will take from this year in remembering God is the importance of vulnerability and being truly open and willing to share who we are. And that isn't always pretty. But to really give that, I hear it from the people speaking in the chair on Sunday, and I hear it in class. So I'm so very grateful for that that change in being.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Thank you, Pam. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I can see it as well. Jackie.
Good evening. Welcome back home, Marianne. We're glad you are home. I heard a lot in this very rich passage. To begin with, remember the word I said to you, where there's so many words that were said that I absolutely treasure. But in particular, we close the octave and discern in the time of ahead. The very special quality of school and our school, and our school in various ways going back 25 plus years, is that school terms end. And there is then a period of time when people particularly are in first line of the work to allow the seed that they have taken for this year to germinate in the rich soil right. of the year. And it's necessary to do that. And the world doesn't do that. That's what's particularly special about school. And so the fact that it's wintertime and this is the time of germination is so extremely special. This has been an extraordinary year that we are closing at this point. And there is much to ponder and to take in and to allow to germinate so that when we are fresh and we're ready to step forward, if we are in the new season, we will have much to contribute. And it's a very exciting time in this community.
Yes.
So thank you for the reminder of the value of the exact time that we're in. And what we are to do, what our assignment is, really, to step back and to allow this to happen to us, not to vegetate during this time, but to actually germinate during this time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jackie, for that reminder. So perfect in the coincidence with Advent. So perfect. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And we're already over our time, but if you could just give a little snippet, we'll call upon Kay and then Jim and then Bonnie and try to be very quick. Sorry.
Okay. Am I unmuted?
Yes.
Okay. I can be pretty quick. There were two sentences that jumped out at me, and they both had to do with the body of Christ. One was discover more of the reality of the body of Christ, and then at the end, consent to the presence of Christ. And this last year, I feel like I have discovered more of the reality of Christ. And my prayer is that I will continue to grow in that.
Amen. May it be so. And it will be so. I know that. Thank you, Kay. Thank you. And Jim, welcome.
Thank you, Marianne. Yes, the words that struck me were aided by embodiment of the ideas of Christian contemplative tradition in the work. And the key word within that is embodiment. I think it's so important to begin to digest these things and have them become part of my body. And this year that's happened. I mean, with each week, just anticipating what we would be fed, you know, and all this food has been coming, and it is wonderful food. It is food that causes the body to take it in. The body gets hungry for it. And so I'm so thankful for all of this. And I appreciate you, Marianne, and all you do for our community.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you. Likewise with you. Bonnie in Iowa. I assume Iowa tonight.
Yes, Iowa tonight. That is correct. I am grateful for you and for the community in ways that only someone that is becoming alive can feel. The part that touched me the most was being alive and present and grounded. And I have felt the spirit grow and germinate and live in me. And this community has a big part of that. and becoming more aware of what a body of Christ, a loving, caring body, will be like or can be like. And I just pray that this body continue to grow and be nurtured, and let people feel that love that wells up and expands, and like a gas tank filling up with the Holy Spirit, filling us and preparing us. And may that happen for everyone. And that's all. And thank you very much for your help.
Yes, thank you, Bonnie. Thank you. I just returned this afternoon from a 7-day centering prayer retreat, and there were quite a few people from across the country connected to the Journey School, actually, that came on this retreat. And it was a wonderful thing to actually be in the silence with people that you have seen on Zoom, which is also wonderful. We would have never connected at all. So what a blessing we have, these two legs of our work, if you will, and how they come together. I'm absolutely astonished myself. I don't know how it happens. I don't need to know. So at the end of our time this evening, I also have a message, a short message from Barbara Cook, to close our time and our octave, and hopefully we'll all be together again in January and we'll see what happens. So stay tuned. But right now I am delighted and to introduce Pamela Begemann, who will journey us into welcoming what is to come, what is, and help us understand our embodiment and our work a little deeper. And Pamela herself just flew back to Austin today. So we're just all over the place, but we are together in the body of Christ. So good evening and welcome, Pamela.
Thank you, Mary Ann, and hi, everyone. A blessed Advent. Happy Hanukkah, which begins today for those of you who may honor and celebrate that tradition. There's a lot of energies at this time of the year. There's a lot of energies in a container like this, and one of my aims this evening is to practice embodiment, to practice incarnation, so that this season becomes a reality in our bodies, in the present. And I also aim to keep this very simple and short. We've received much. I heard the phrase being lived, being breathed, being alive, being present. Why isn't that enough? Why do we need more? We don't. But it does take practice. We need to practice because so much gets in the way of being lived, being breathed, being present. So we'll feel into this evening what might be in the way. We'll feel into the present presence. And then I'm looking forward to hearing what Barbara's message is for us. As I've come to the end of this year, I was reminded of this quote from Joan Chittister: "The will of God is what is left after you try and try to change what is. And I've been pondering what's left for me. And to put this in context, for me, my understanding of the will of God is for all of us to wake up to the reality of divine love, our birthright of divine love, and our identity as co-creators in this evolutionary love. So the will of God is not moving the pieces of our lives and making it difficult for us. The will of God is that we wake up to God. And in this planet of purgatory, we're given the perfect conditions to wake up. The perfect school of divine love that is our life, to learn and to grow and to fall and to try again. And lately, for me at least, I have been in a deep identification for the last few months, practicing, self-remembering, welcoming, and yet that energy is still there. Really, really feeding on my life force. So I feel more than ever this invitation to grow and the need to practice. In a most simple, direct, but persistent way. Two quotes, the first from Thomas Keating. The basic disposition in the spiritual journey is the capacity to accept all reality, God, ourselves, other people, and all creation as they are. The whole of the kingdom is ours for the accepting. The basic disposition in the spiritual journey is the capacity to accept. And from AA, acceptance is the answer to all of my problems today. And as I've been living in this identification, I've seen that at the fundamental level of it is not accepting what is, resisting what is. And some of you who took the Welcoming Prayer Workshop back in August, we talked about resistance quite a bit, because I've really come to see it as the core energy that's left in my being to work on. It's what's left after I try and try to change everything else in my resistance to what is. It's just my own power and control. So these quotes have been really helpful for me to get very clear about what's at work in me. And then this one I came across the other day. I'm reading David Hawkins' Daily Reader. And this one came up a few days ago. The persistence of a feeling is due to the resistance to allowing it to be relinquished. And really said another way, we all know that we get juiced from certain forms of identification, from being right, from blaming, whatever it may be. But these persist because we actually don't want to give it up. And I've seen that in myself with this identification. It could leave me in a minute if I would give it up, if I would just accept. And it's so helpful for me, at least, to get really clear about this. This is something we talked about in the Welcoming Prayer Workshop as well. Until you practice surrender, the spiritual dimension is something you read about, talk about, get excited about, write books about, think about, believe in, or don't, as the case may be. Not until you surrender does it become a living reality in your life. And so that's the practice for me. That's the practice of welcoming, consenting, surrendering over and over again. That's holy remembering, because it's all done for love, in love, with love. So just in case some of you aren't familiar with the welcoming prayer, I wanted to put the three movements here just so that this would also be in the archives. I think most of you are, but we're going to take some time to practice together. And before we do, I just want you to put your hand on your heart. Your hand, other hand on your belly. Just really feel your body. Let your belly relax into your hand. Feel your heartbeat. Feel the movement of your breath. And we'll just sit in silence for a minute. Being breathed, being lived, being alive, present. Heartbeat, breath. Touch, present. I am enough. I have enough. I am. I am in the great I am. Now, I invite you to scan your body and feel any sensation that is drawing your attention. It might be the sensation of your hands. It might be a feeling of warmth or cold feet. It might be tightness. Neck and shoulders, maybe calves or solar plexus. And once you find a sensation, sink into it, feel it. Welcome. Welcome. God is with me. God is within me. God as me. Welcome. I let go of my desire for security, affection, control, and embrace this moment as it is. I embrace myself as I am. I embrace this moment as it is. If the sensation moves, follow it with your attention. If it dissipates, you can scan for another sensation. Staying with the body, with what's happening in the body. Being lived. Being breathed. Being alive, present. Welcome. I let go of my desire. My exaggerated desire for security, affection, control, and embrace this moment as it is. And when you're ready, you can slowly open your eyes. You can keep your hand on your heart and your hand on your belly if you like. It feels so good. One of the things I've realized lately about that sinking in part is that that's how I learned to sink into resistance. I've been doing the welcoming prayer for a long time, but that particular part has revealed itself to be very important. To sink into whatever the sensation is as a way to practice working with resistance. And knowing how resistance manifests, for me, it's solar plexus, its tight calves that are ready to fight. Heat. And those can all be important portals into the practice to remind me to practice. So simple. Goes with me everywhere. So this incarnational practice is one way to access that deeper reality hidden in Christ, right here in my body, in this moment. So simple, so direct. Self-remembering, holy remembering. It's a very advanced practice to welcome what is, isn't it? To welcome my experience of what is, my reaction to what is, my thoughts about what is. And there goes that whole experience of being lived, being breathed, being present. So this practice is all about just coming back to that. And for me, at least, all the tools we learn about, all the practices, the concepts, the levels, it's all about this. This is incarnation. This is reincarnation every time we remember to just come back, sink into the body, welcome. And let go. It can be as quick as an inhale and an exhale. And for me, it's really moving this yes that I intellectually assent to all the way down into my guts. So I can feel that yes deeply rooted in the body, in the guts, in the will that lives in my guts. May I meet this moment as it is. May I meet this moment as a friend. From David Hawkins, what is the surrendered state? It means to be free of negative feelings in a given area, so that creativity and spontaneity can manifest without opposition or the interference of inner conflicts. To be free of inner conflict and expectations is to give others in our life the greatest freedom. It allows us to experience the basic nature of the universe, which it will be discovered, is to manifest the greatest good possible in a situation. This may sound philosophical, but when done, it is experientially true. And I think we can all feel into that when we're open and free and welcoming and accepting, our deepest intention is to manifest the good. But it takes the practice of being free of negativity, of working through the issues in the tissues, and just allowing that flow, being breathed, being lived. Can I just allow? So if anyone has any nuanced questions about this practice or about if you'd like to share about your experience. Mark. You can? Okay.
Yeah, I can. Thank you. I just had a follow-up about that free from negative feelings. I suspect that that means more freedom to act, not based on any negative feelings, as opposed to not experiencing any negative feelings.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Yeah, it's being non-identified. The feelings can still be there. Yeah, that's a really astute observation. Thank you. Yeah, that experience of being lived, being breathed, being open, allowing the flow can happen when there's a lot going on, when we're being really human. Yeah, thank you. David.
Yeah, thank you, Mark. I've experienced that myself. What I noticed doing the practice tonight, two things. One was that I think the second time through, when we got to the part, I let go of my desire for security, affection, and control. Each of those words just lit up for me and showed me that, wow, I've been really identified with all of those programs for happiness. And it wasn't specific times, it was just there. Like, that's the truth, you know? So there is something to let go of. And the other thing was like, you highlighted the phrase to sink into. And I want to highlight the word embrace.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what does it really mean? What would it really be like to embrace this moment as it is? And when at the end there you said, as a friend, because I think of giving a hug when I think of the word embrace. I'm just going to give this moment a hug. Thank you.
Amen. Karen.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that exercise as well. I had an experience several months ago, and I've noticed other times how I'm calmed, curious, and attentive to the nature that is around me. Mm-hmm. And that particular day, I went to the dog park with my dog, and it's surrounded by a metal fence. And as I entered the dog park, there was this lovely praying mantis, you know, just warming himself or itself on the sunshine in the middle of the fence. So I thought, oh, isn't he lovely? Isn't this great? So I decided to have some presents with the mantis. And it was so lovely. And here he was with this rectangular head, and he would turn it and look at me and, you know, wonder what's going on. And I looked at this insect with curiosity, with love and connection. And I thought, you know, how this insect lives and breathes in the universe that God has made, I do the same. And there really is no difference. I mean, what is provided for me is provided for this insect. And I have, of course, I would think many more talents, but I really don't know. He didn't tell me. So, but it's such a lovely thing for me to enjoy the beauty and wonder of nature, and that it offers so much in comfort and peace.
Mm-hmm. And it's such a source of remembering. For many of us. Thank you. Rebecca.
Good evening, Pamela and everybody. Hi. The phrase that lit up in neon for me was to be free of inner conflict and expectations is to give others in our life the greatest freedom. And I immediately applied it to my relationship with my grown offspring, who you know, it's as a parent, it's just so hard to give up expectations or ideas about how they live their lives. And I was thinking of them. I was thinking of a couple of experiences this week I had with a couple of my best friends where the inner conflict that was present for me was in the form of jealousy, which I have admitted in this group many times seems to be my chief challenging feature. And I know this. I know this is true. And I hadn't gone through this jealousy thing for a long time, and these two experiences happened, and I recognized them right away. I brought the work to them as well as I could. It's such a powerful emotion. It's just, so I'm going to wear this right on my heart. And thank you.
Thank you. And if the energy in your body is still there long after the incident, you can practice with it. And typically that's what happens with me. If it's really entrenched, the energy is not, is there long after the event. And I can keep practicing with it.
Yeah. I will say one thing that happened in one of these particular incidents is I had the presence of mind or the insight to say to the person, I said, you did nothing wrong, which they hadn't. It was me dealing with the temptation of leaping to a conclusion that was not true. And I just took the attitude that I refuse to waste my life force on this on this thing that I felt that was just a waste. It was just a waste. I don't have time to waste. And I said, I'm letting it go. Let's, you know, it's gone.
And so it begins.
So, yeah.
Again.
Yes.
Thank you. Karen.
Hi, Pamela.
Hi.
I wonder if we could have a work class about our adult children. That would be tremendous. I just want to say thank you for everything. And just hearing these things over and over in different ways, with different, hearing from different voices, different quotes that you bring in, and they just are so, just help me to try and learn and practice.
Yeah.
And the only other piece, I do get a lot of comfort too from the divine indwelling piece. Yeah. And I wondered where that came, what that just gives me, helps me. It gives me such, I mean, just strength to do it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, self-remembering at its core is completely rooted in the acknowledgement of divine indwelling, of God is all in all. And the welcoming prayer as a self-remembering practice affirms that at the core. And that's why I add those extra words to affirm for myself, God is with me, God is in me, I feel all these energies, there's a lot of triggers, there's a lot of issues in the tissues, and God is with me. And I can feel this, and I can embrace this. So yes, it is, it's a very, somebody mentioned the word grounding. It's very grounding. It's very affirming. And lately, I've been really wanting to put my hand on my heart and my hand on my belly when I do this practice. And I've started doing it before I even get out of bed to make sure that that's my intention for the day. To welcome, to embrace this moment, to feel, to sink into. And whether or not I remember to come back to that, that's where I start. And it's helping. Thank you, Karen. Bonnie.
Thank you, Pamela, for the refresher. It's good to see you.
Me too.
I am, I prepared for doing the welcoming prayer for a contemplative outreach retreat. And it was at the time that I was writing a paper, that I was had multiple different things, and I thought, I got this under control. I got the, there's a control. But then I actually stopped and felt that, and I felt the constriction. And for the first time, I really understood that when I absorbed, when I focused, when I really sunk into that need to be in charge and control, I can do this. I had to let go. I just had to let that expand away. And push, and when I push it away, it comes back at me, and that tension. But if I release it into the Holy Spirit, in the divine indwelling, it dissipates. Mm-hmm. And I can't emphasize enough how much that helped me in preparing for that retreat, but also in becoming more peaceful and doing everything that I needed to do, but in God's time, not mine. So it was, I just am so blessed by that prayer. And also, and I wanted to say that when I do the centering prayer, also sometimes I put my hand on my heart,
yeah,
and my belly, and that is a beautiful way to do that too. So I'm adopting that a little as well. Thank you very much for your presentation.
Thank you. Thank you, Bonnie. Okay, if the rest of you could be brief, that would be great. We'll go to Rodney. Oops, you're not unmuted yet.
I kept muting and unmuting. So this week I experienced a recurrence called being falsely accused, which I usually go into this place where then all of a sudden I become silent, put whoever it is as a non-entity, and completely ignore them. And I remembered the state that came to me, and I remembered the idea of state as place. And I could see this place in me that's recurred all my life through my time body. And just to be able to be with it in this total acceptance was instantly transforming, and it came to the place where they're not doing it to me, they're just doing it. There's nothing personal, even though it felt deeply personal, it wasn't personal. And then I was able to see that this is just something that me and this person do on a recurring basis. And it it drew me closer actually to them, to realize all the times that taking responsibility of my place in the situation, but just to be able to acceptance. And in the moment of acceptance was a pure transformation. It was like a buffer that had been there for a long time, just dropping away, and just seeing the extreme infinite freedom that I actually have in order to be able to just let go of it, just by purely accepting reality in the moment. Anyway.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Emma. Yeah. Thank you, Rodney. Tracy.
Yes, well, I'm very grateful for this time and this exercise and the silence to experience everything that's happening. And you helped me see that I also have an identification that I've been holding on for several months. And I was observing intermittent identification, but I think the subtlety that came forward here that was also very powerful is it's not intermittent. I just am not feeling it all the way down. And so just inviting us, into the practice of the prayer. And I have a lot of imagination that I understand the welcoming prayer, that I understand centering prayer. And I've just forgotten, my head thinks it has it. And so just having you share those words and feeling into it, I just felt this electrical around the word security. And then I could feel it at my very base chakra, which was where the sensation was. And so much energy there, so much discomfort. And I can see now it's been there the whole time. And I've just been out of touch with that. So, yes, very good. Very good. Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. That's beautiful. Jack.
The simplest gifts are the best. And so your gift to me tonight was this. Mm-hmm. Having had some struggles for a while, I've been praying like, it is so simple and yet so perfect. Thank you, Pamela. Love you.
Yeah. Thank you, Jack. Take care. Oh, remember, practice, breathe, allow, accept, embrace, repeat. That's all I know how to do. I wish you a blessed and incarnational Advent. May it be real. May it be whole and pure. May it be right here, right now. Because that's the truth. I can forget a lot of things, but I know that that's true. You all are very beautiful, wonderful people. I mean, really, it's just amazing. So thank you for your being and your presence. Marianne.
Thank you, Pamela. Thank you.
Can I show one more thing I forgot?
Oh, please. Yes.
I wanted to share my favorite image of Mary because it's so powerful and so different.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
I can't really go with the traditional images anymore. This is from a Nigerian artist. And I felt like this would be a wonderful impression to take in. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us. Amen.
The woman clothed with the sun. Indeed. Thank you. I sent a message to Barbara yesterday and asked her if she had a message for the retreatants in the closing circle. And she did. And the message extends to all of us now because it is so perfect, particularly as we're entering this season of Advent. She said, I have been with you in morning and evening prayers, also reflecting on our beloved Tim, as you are all doing, saying yes to Christ, to opening our hearts fully to the gift we are being offered. Bearing Christ fully in your lives, in our lives, we have nothing to lose and everything to gain. If we all live lives as our Tim did, we will be rich in the Spirit, rich in love, and fulfilling our own destiny. We can't figure it out. We can just consent and surrender to God's presence and action in our lives. Sit 2 times a day to consent. Be blessed, because that's how God sees you. Such important work, to do nothing but open to God. That's it. Bless you this year and always. Protect us, Lord, while we are awake, and watch over us as we sleep, that a watch we may keep watch with Christ, and to sleep, rest in Christ's peace. Because we've been saying it every night during the retreat, we'll end with God grant us a quiet night and a peaceful death. Amen.